Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Ted Lyon. For all you witches and wizards and sorcerers out there, I got a word for you this morning. And the word is, you're about to reap what you've been sowing. God is exposing you. And on top of that, every foul, malicious, deceptive act that you have perpetrated is being reversed in the name of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against the men, women, and children of God. Ted, I don't know if you go to my Facebook, but I posted yesterday an article from Charisma Magazine. Now, you must understand something. Charisma been around for about at least 20-something, almost 30 years that I know of. And they used to be ultra, they've always been charismatic. They've always been spirit-filled. But they used to be ultra kind of conservative. For them to be featuring and telling the truth about Christian witches, about witchcraft in the church, there's a problem. Not only is there a problem, there's a big problem. And the problem is, people think that there are only 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, I don't know, people that know how to combat it. But obviously, those of us who know haven't done a good job. We haven't done a good job in convincing the believers to the real reality of what these witches are doing. This ain't no fairy tale how they've infiltrated the churches. How every day they're doing, oh no, they don't just pray. They do rituals and spells and commit acts. They want your children. They're not that concerned about you now. If you're over 25. They want to get you when you're young. You know, like predators do. And the reason they commit so many sexual acts is because that's a part of the witchcraft. I'm so happy in the name of Jesus coming out that it is coming out. I cannot believe in this 1 week here where I've been really being built up, I have 4 opportunities to speak about things that I'm very passionate about on other people's radio programs and things like that. One of them will be Thanksgiving evening. I'll let you know about it, but that one is for veterans. Somebody finally, God moved in their heart. I've been preaching and talking about these veterans that are committing suicide, so they want to do a program about it, and they want me to join them in casting those demons out and dealing with it from a spiritual perspective. I think that's a good thing, especially my staff knows, some of them do anyway, that I turned down a job with Walter Reed some years ago, because I couldn't preach Jesus. They wanted me, but they didn't want me to preach Jesus. Looks like they changed their mind. With all the PTSD PTSD, PTSD problems. And I realized some of you got hit just like I did. This thing is so deep. It's so deep. I wish I could really break it down to you. I'm gonna have to. You must understand what's happening. But first, what I need to do is I need to break this witchcraft off some of you out there this morning that you don't know how you got hit, but I'm going to tell you how you got hit. This past week, the devil was operating in areas of generational witchcraft. If witchcraft was in your family line, he brought somebody real close to you, just like he did me, that would catch you unawares. And let me tell you how this happened to me. I'll tell you part of it. Then I'm gonna break that witchcraft stuff off you this morning in the name of Jesus. Witches are very clever. Because look who their daddy is. Look who their instructor is. Lucifer, who became Satan, who became Beelzebub, Lord of the Flies. So I want to break that stuff this morning. And because you know what? When I got hit like that, and as I thought about it, and it was like, how did I slip up like that? How did I do that? And I'm going to tell you how. Somebody came here for a deliverance. And it's bad. It's serious. And I knew them, but I didn't know their children. I didn't know their child. I knew that their child, because the mom told me the child had problems. You see, one thing I have learned about people that come for deliverance, they never tell you all the truth. I don't know if they're ashamed of it. Some of it they don't know until we get into the deliverance. And that person came. Another person was here. Now, understand me, all of these people are from different countries, different cultures. Remember? And God forewarned me, but I missed it. He was telling me about Nimrod. I was talking about it. And I missed it. I don't know if I had. I do not know. This is the truth. I do not know how I missed it. Because I had a lot on my mind. And I know about demonic intruders. I know that they force their way in. I know demonic intruders, you hear this stuff, people talking about they got to have a legal right. No, they don't. If they got a legal right to be in the body that they're in, and if they got a legal right to operate through the body that they're in, that's all the legal right they need, because demonic intruders force their way into the human body. Legal right. The legal right is, one, you can't see them. Two, they're renegades. Three, they devils. And four, they just don't care. So I was dealing with demons that were absolutely foreign to me. And then remember, I had been dealing with the jinn. So I thought I knew about the jinn. Well, how about two jinn have been unloosed on this person? Jinn are different in that they're bred through, they're summoned up, just like that genie thing you saw on TV. And they utilize at the purpose who sums them up. The biblical name, necromancy, necromancer, and necromancy. So I'm dealing with all this stuff. And I'm thinking I'm dealing with simple drug addiction. I found out God opened up a realm through me searching to try to how to help that person get free, opened up a realm and showed me inherited witchcraft and inherited demons from witchcraft like I had never seen before. So when he opened up the realm and I had never seen it before, I didn't know how it worked exactly. But I know that God has more power. But then there's something that my mother taught me. And I didn't figure my mother knew nothing about no, because my mother didn't even believe in no witchcraft stuff. But she told me this, being a dietitian. She said, the only way somebody can hurt you is to, she said, even that way, is to poison you, to put it in your food or in your water or something like that. She said, other than that, you don't have to worry about nothing like that ever. My mom was wrong. But she was wrong. You see, when a person is a witch or has a spirit of a wizard, sorcerer, witchcraft, anything like that upon them, all they have to do is touch your stuff. And some of them don't even have to touch it. All they got to do is lay their eyes on it. You see, that thing they call the evil eye is real. All they got to do is look at it. Let me give you an example. I can prove it to you in your own life. Have you ever had anything that you liked and somebody came along and said, "Oh, I really like that. Oh, I really like it." And then all of a sudden, if it's alive, it dies. If it works, it stopped working. It malfunctioned. Or it just tear up. And when it tear up, you say, wow. But what really, really, really happened? See, the spirit of covetousness is horrible. Horrible. And I'm looking at charisma. You know, they keep saying Jezebel, but some stuff way worse than Jezebel. So I think I'm going to get in touch with them this week. One person in particular. It wither up and die. Well, they say that, remember, everything witchcraft, everything dark side is mimicked or copied, because they can't create nothing. But they're even at the point where they create imitations or mutations. Just think about it. You're doing fine. Somebody say, "Oh, you have a great marriage." All of a sudden, your marriage starts tearing up. The Bible say, jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Murder. There's a murdering spirit that travels with jealousy. It'll kill off everything you touch, everything you see. So what happened? 99% of the people that come here for deliverance, they come in faith. But when they really touch this ground in them that opposes God, it's coming out. It's coming out. So I had told the person, I said, God's going to heal you and God's going to deliver your son. Now, I'm only going by what the mother told me, which is something else. That's the only thing you really have to go on until you actually meet the person's child. All that Russian stuff God showed me, all them demons, how far they go back. And, oh, boy, I'm still not I still haven't even put them all on paper yet, but I'm going to. And not only was I seeking info on the Russian demons, but I saw how the Russian demons connected with the Irish demons, connected with the European Druids, connected with the Caucasian race. Because I like to take stuff all the way back to the creation of man sometimes. You know, Mongoloid, Caucasoid, you know, because sometimes you have to do that in order to get a person really free. So, the species of man I'm talking about. So, let me tell you what happened. As I was going through the deliverance, and I came on 10 generations of witches over here, I came on 7 generations of witches over here from Russia, over here from the other people. That's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's about 1,100, 1,200 levels. 40 years being the number of a generation. That'd be times 10 and then times 7. And I'm still not getting it. I'm still not getting it. The lady is not being delivered. Now, some of you parents, you know, you're gonna really not like me anymore after I say this. I don't care. It's still the truth. So when I talked to the lady, I said, God is showing me that the person who's coming against you is your son. And then the lady starts filling in the blanks for me. And God started revealing. You see, the strongest force in this universe is love. The second strongest is hate. There's a demon that attaches to a kid that hates his parent that's so strong. And what had happened, when a child feels like they abandoned or have been left or that their mom or their dad is responsible, the devil see that. And those intruders, they just come on in. When a mom thinks that, or a dad, that they can leave their children in anybody's care and not know the spirits that operating in the person that they leave their children in the care of, and that includes teachers, that includes nursery, daycare workers, and when the nursery and the daycare workers and the teachers do not know the spirits that are in the kids that they touch every day, they are susceptible to what's in the parents of the kids. So I knew I had been poisoned because I could taste the poison. But I knew, how did this happen? Remember I told you? And I used the word dessert. I used the word dessert. I didn't use the word which I could have used because in my own fleshly thinking, I thought it came through some candy. And God showed me that when the cake was bought, the cake set up in the ministry house overnight, and the demons using the woman's son as he sleep, they come out because that's been their pattern. That's how they use that body. So when the person bought the cake, put their hands on the cake, Jesus, get out. The spirits transferred from the hand of the person through the plastic into the cake. And I took the cake from the hand of the son. I took it from his hand to my hand. And I laid the cake on the kitchen table and I said, Brother Joe cut this cake up for us for dinner when you fix dinner. And what happened is when I got hit, the mother of the son was hit for the same 2 days because the intention of Satan was to kill me and kill the mother because the boy had hatred for the mom. And then I told you about a curse being on top of a curse. The devils and demons in the son saw Jesus and took it as an opportunity to take the mom out and take me out, or transfer my soul into the mom and the mom would live. It happens all the time. It ain't no, I ain't mad about it. I know how it works. I can go back on my tail line, and I think I'm going to ask Reggie to do this. On Omega Man Radio one night, a lady called in, and you can hear her accent, one of my lines, and she said that a witch called her on the phone whose daughter was dying and wanted to transfer the soul of the dying girl into the soul of her little girl, and her little girl was sick unto death. You see, the devil is very wicked. And if you have 400 years of witchcraft, that spirit is in somebody in your family. If you got, okay, forget 400 years. Forget three generations. Let's say one generation. The generation that grew up watching Bewitched, Charmed, all the Mother Demon shows, witch shows, and then the girls, Ouija boards, things like that, which actually open you up to transference of spirits, kind of Masonic, you know, which open you up to a spirit of madness and mental insanity. If you have anything, any type of high grade, low grade mental problems, they love that because they can take over and consume the whole body. And that's what happened to me. But you see, my body don't receive that. My body is trained not to receive anything from Satan. So then the battle began because why? I ate the candy from the Russian side and I ate the from the other side. As of today, no more chocolate cake ever in my life. And I'm probably going to give up chocolate candy because that thing just, how that happened. But God allowed it to happen because he knew I was going to pull on him. He knew I was going to come to him. Because let me tell you something, had I not gone to God, I'd be dead right now. Because the mother of the boy said that the 2 days I was out, that she was paralyzed, could not move. Right up there in the ministry house. When I began to come against inherited, generational, witchcraft, all kind of hell broke loose. When I began to ask God to search genealogies and destroy that witchcraft, you see, if you had it, that means your sister got it, that means your brother got it, and that means it came from either your mother's side or your father's side of your family line. And that stuff needs to be dealt with. That's why God said charity, love, begins at home and spreads abroad. Have I given up on them? No, because I know God's gonna do it. But the bottom line is, the facts are the facts. these people tried to kill me, and I was just trying to do God a service. So then all the other witches tried to grab a hold of that, but that's because they have not learned yet. You cannot kill a child of God for real. It ain't going to happen. Because Jesus took the keys of death, hell, and the grave out of the hands of Satan. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then I started talking about the white garment witches. They were shooting at me. And they are spiritual witches for real. They don't do nothing but pray all day, fast, against people. And they think they're the only ones going to heaven doing witchcraft like that. That's what they think. It's amazing. Because, see, ain't no witch alive or dead or their family line got more power than God. Zero. They ain't got it. And the only thing you got to do is be fully persuaded in your own mind. But you can't be stupid. Like they don't exist. Like they not doing things. Consort with each other. Remember, we talk about activity within the spiritual realm. Ain't got to utter no words. It ain't done through words. Who is this, please? Your last number is 5508. Who are you? Can you tell me your name?
Hi, Dr.
What's your name?
This is Dory.
You know, I was cutting you off. I'm sorry. Please forgive me, okay?
Okay.
Came up unidentified. And you know I'm dealing with these witches, right? I'm sorry.
I don't know why. I don't know why that happened, but thank you. Bless you.
Because some days the witches be trying to control my board here. And they be trying to come in on somebody else's number. So this morning it was your number they was trying to come in. What kind of phone you got? Is it like T-Mobile? What?
Sprint.
Yeah. Have them check your line, okay? Have them check your line. Because sometimes they'll hijack. And see, you do a lot of spiritual warfare too, don't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, they tracking you. You been feeling all right?
Just going through some depression.
Yeah, they've been you've been under attack, just like the rest of us. But hold on, I'm getting ready to do some deliverance, okay?
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Devil is a liar. The word depression is not in the Bible. So that's a worldly word. Somebody is attacking you. You got any idea who it might be? Would you like to know who it is?
But you know what? When you were just talking about cake, so this morning I had a dream about cake.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a dream about all this cake, and it was two people. I saw two people that I work with. And they asked me to cut the cake and to serve the cake.
Mm-hmm.
So when you started talking about cake, I was like, wait a minute, I just had a dream about that.
That means somewhere you done ate at the wrong table. You follow me? Did you hear the things I was talking about the cake? Envy, jealousy, covetousness. You hear
mm-hmm.
those things?
Yeah.
Those are the things that witches use that Satan inspires them to come against the men and women of God. I'm getting ready to do deliverance in about 2 minutes, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Brothers and sisters, God is so real to me. I can't even comprehend why anybody wouldn't want more of him. I just can't understand it. Somebody was trying to jam that line, that number. So what I did, I just kept on talking, but I cut it off. And then I saw, I couldn't see what the number was. But because it don't come up, it didn't, then it came up as the second time it came up. So I knew, I had to open it up and find out what was going on. Get your paper towels this morning. This is what I'm telling you. They tried to spiritually poison me. Somebody trying to spiritually poison this lady. And God is so awesome. This Ted line is so awesome that he gave me a witness. Some of you going through something because you ate at the wrong table just like I did. And I guard myself. And, but we all human, right? We all susceptible to being deceived. So it is very important that you know what's in your neighbors, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins. Children, what's in their children? And those of you coming for deliverance, don't come holding back nothing. If I ask you something, don't be lying to me. Because what happened to me this time will never, ever, 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 and I can say never, happen again. I got too comfortable, and I don't get comfortable to Adam. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, you said in your word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I'm calling upon you right now to deliver me from the strings and strands and all attachments, no matter how far back in my family line or the family line of the person that attacked me. I loose myself. Children and my family line as much as I'm able to, because I cannot go against their will. I loose us from witchcraft. All of you spirits, demonic intruders, ancient, old spirits that try to focus and force their way into the human body of another, that try to copy and mimic and hijack the souls. God calls you soul hunters. In the name of Jesus, we destroy association with soul hunters. Under any other name, we loose ourselves from spirit family connections of soul hunters. And we bind you, spirit. Say this, I renounce and bind all demonic intruders. I renounce and bind all soul hunters. I command you to separate and unloose yourself from my body. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, in the name of Jesus, I command the spirits of hidden oppression, all spiritual impurity, all spiritual toxins from any spiritually toxic individual come under subjection to God's Holy Spirit, be bound, and in the name of Jesus, get out of me right now. Go! Go! Command them out. Go! Command them out. Command them out. Oh. In the name of Jesus, I command and destroy your seed, your fruit, your works, your deeds, and all your supporting spirits to be destroyed by the fire of God. Get out! Come under subjection. Go in the name of Jesus. I break and destroy all spirit family connections operating within the spirit, the soul, and the body of the unbeliever, the unsaved, and I command and destroy all spirit connections operating in the soul and the physical body of the believer. I break your power. I cut your cords. I unloose myself from your attachments, and I command your strings, your chains, your attachments to burn by the fire of God. Burn. Burn by the fire of God. Be consumed by the fire of God. Burn. Go. I break and destroy all spirit family connections to any and all spirits of witchcraft slavery, witchcraft bondage, witchcraft control, witchcraft mind control, witchcraft mind, band, and spirit. Go! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break and destroy the power of any and all spirits of incest, pedophilia, molestation, and any bad that would have allowed transference of spirits. I break any transference of any other person, culture, rituals, or spells to their inheritance that would have transferred on me. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Get out! I don't care if it's your wife, it's your husband. I don't care if it's something your child has taken up. You need to break it this morning. You need to break it. In the name of Jesus, go! Get out! In the name of Jesus, strongholds in the mind, in the intellect, in the will, the emotions, and the heart from all inherited witchcraft, generational rituals, spells, mind binding, programming. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out. Every binding spirit, go! Get up and out of them right now. In the name of Jesus, I destroy your ability to increase or multiply. You have been bound in the name of Jesus. You must obey. You must come up, and when commanded by me, in the name of Jesus, you must go. All unclean spirits, go. All familiar spirits, go. All evil spirits, go. All evil evil spirits of whoredoms. Go! All evil spirits of bondage. Go! Get out. Get out. Get out! Loose those bodies. I command the spirit of any witch, separate. Blood of Jesus this morning. Between you and your spirit family connections. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus between you and your soul. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus between you and your physical body this morning. Any inherited Nephilim, Gaborim, psychic brain waves, brain suggestions, techno demons, remote demons, and watchers, I bind you up. Go! All witchcraft spirits, witch spirits, wizard spirits, sorcery spirits, shamanism, magic, M-A-G-I-C-K. Go! Clairvoyancy. Go! Conjurer. Go! Bewitchment and enchantment. Go! All medium spirits. I command the portals to be closed and spin in the reverse. Go! In the name of Jesus. Go! Go! Get out those bodies. You've been uncovered. You've been exposed by God. And in the name of Jesus, I destroy you right now. I command you to dissipate. Go! And not be able to reformulate and reconfigure. I destroy your ability to come back together. I command your ethereal spirit to be lost in the dimensions, in the name of Jesus. Soothsayer, go! Stargazer, go! Teraphim, go! Nature spirits, go! Elemental spirits, go! Water spirits, go! Mermaid spirits, go! Go! Get out of those bodies. Coven spirits, go! I destroy your ability to fly. I cut that cord right now to be severed and lost in the dimensions, never to come back together. Your power to go to zero, never to be replenished through the anointing that you've stolen or coveted from a man, woman, or child of God again. Father God, I ask you for mercy this morning. Mercy. Father God, you did it for Joshua. You did it for Joshua with Jericho. When that evil king was sacrificing the children of Molech. Cut them off! Cut them off! Put the sword of Joshua. Anoint our sword and cut them off. Tribal spirits, evil. Go! Spiritualist spirits. Go! Get out. Get out! I break the power of the spirit of burning. Go! Get out. I break the power of the spirit of insanity. Go, you crazy demon. Go! Get out. I destroy, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of the predator. Let God's people go! Get out of those bodies! In the name of Jesus, go! Go! Go, all mystic spirits! Go! Those spirits, the Bible calls them the botch. They cause skin disorders, psoriasis, outbreaks on the skin where demons have tried to come in your body. And you fought them and kept them out. Now I command their seed, their fruits, their works. Go off your skin. Go off your skin. All pressure. I command you to cease in your activities. Paranoia. Go. Spirit of anguish. Go. Compulsory sin. The Lord God rebuke you this morning in the name of Jesus. Go. Get out. And you will come no more in the name of Jesus. Father God, every spirit that's been forcefully ejected, fill with the power of your Holy Spirit. Fill, God. Fill your people this morning with more of you. More of you, God. More of you. Fill us up with more of you. Father God, undo the damage. Heal right now. Heal eyes. See. Not only will you be able to see, you have better sight. You have natural sight and spiritual sight. Heal ears. Hear. Not only will you be able to hear, but you'll be able to hear with natural ears and spiritual ears. Discerning of spirits this morning. We got to have it. Give us more. Help us not to make the same mistakes twice. In Jesus' name I pray. Okay, brothers and sisters, we're going to make it over the top big. Because God says so. But you're going to have to labor. It's harvest time. That's when you really have to work. It's harvest time. Ain't nothing changed. It's harvest time. Those of you that sent me the boxes, I got them. I'm getting your stuff ready to go out. What's left over, we'll use that to send to those. There's some people I know they couldn't afford it. But I knew we would have ink left and paper left, and the ministry will do. We'll help too. But everybody that I know that's a supporter of this ministry, you will have all this and more. I decided to send you. See, the devil got so crazy. When the lady who came here for help, I don't know, she said she got so sick that she couldn't move. But she got sick because she stopped doing the scriptures I was giving her to do. Thought I didn't know what I was talking about, but she knew enough to come all the way here. When she started doing them, she started getting delivered, and she's going to be healed and go back home, and her son going to be healed and delivered. And he'll never be able to do that again, to be used by Satan like that, through hatred. Check out the people around you. If they're negative and evil and hatred and mean, find out the reason why. Ask God. Don't ask them. Just pray for them. They don't want to be like that. Nobody does. But they ain't got nobody to stand in the gap and pray for them. Don't you take on their problem, though. That don't, he don't call you to do that. He call you to throw out a lifeline. And when they grab it, and hold on and pull up, they will be delivered. But you see, it requires work on both ends. And guess what else? Your faith's going to be tested. Who you trusted? Do you really trust God, or is it just lip service? See you tomorrow on the TED line. I'm going to go out with another song today. No, I don't think I can do that. I would like to. You're going to make it. And you're going to make it big.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go.
Come
Let's try this clap your hands. Come on.
Woo! Keep on blessing me.
Keep on.
Everybody.